The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to move on ahead here on Home Show Radio. Call me, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711, and we'll talk today. So we have open lines, and I'll be with you till noon. Right now, we're going to go back to the calls and talk to Diana. Diana, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, good morning, Tom. I have a question. My husband and I are looking into replacing our roof. And we're considering looking into a metal roof, like the type that your show has been talking about.
The Boral, steel, stone-coated roofs, beautiful roofs.
And, well, I wanted to see what your thoughts were on this. We've heard that if you get a metal roof, then that will trap in the heat, therefore causing more interior damage. And then the other question would be is that we would need to take off the asphalt roof that we currently have in order to put the metal on.
The first comment you made about trapping in the heat and that kind of thing, that's a ridiculous statement. It's hard for me to keep a straight face by answering it because it doesn't make any sense at all. Any roof will trap in heat. In fact, an asphalt, as you call them, they're not asphalt anymore, they're fiberglass, but they will actually heat up more if you don't have an attic ventilation system to go along with your roof. So you handle the heat issue and the moisture issue, even more importantly, with an attic ventilation system, whether it's ridge vents or there's different ways of doing that. So I want you to dismiss that concept altogether. That's not even something that should be discussed between intelligent people.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just one of those things.
But Tom, so, I guess I'm sorry. I forgot to add in the word during a fire.
Oh, well, anything during a fire, you get out of the house. I had my house burned down. I don't care who's holding heat in during a fire, you need to get out. So, no, I'm not sure where that comes from, but it's not a concern of a homeowner. Now, the firemen who have to get in, they don't even like plywood because they have to hack through that if they have to get the hoses in. I understand their plight, and they have a heck of a job they have to do, and they have to do it carefully. But as far as that goes, I don't think that's an issue that a homeowner should be concerned about the, if a house is burning down. What materials, just to give you an example, PVC pipe was never allowed in people's homes because when it burns, it gives off a gas that can kill people. So they said, well, what if a house starts on fire? It'll kill everybody in there. But at that point, the house is burning in such a rage that nobody would be alive anyway. So they finally realized that if you isolate a little thing like that, like you could with the metal roof, it's okay. But when your house is in flames and it's that bad, then that aspect of could it do that? Maybe, but it doesn't matter anymore. It's kind of like a hurricane. Once you get up to 150 mile an hour winds, I don't care if the house stands. I just don't want to be in it. You got to be gone. So there's a point where it doesn't matter, although there's some truth to a lot of different things. It doesn't matter at that point.
So,
I don't know if that helps you, but that's what it comes down to. It just that's not a reason to or not to. Now, as far as any roof you put on, I don't care if it's one of those steel roofs, if it's a new shingle roof, and there's a lot of different choices, a lot of great roofs out there. You always take the old roof off. You don't leave it on.
Even if it's just the one layer, because it used to be that.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know you could be, a lot of people would put up to three layers, but what happens is it just makes a lousy job, and for them to strip a roof is pretty easy. It's always best to take the roof off. I would never put a roof on a roof. I mean, if it was a hunting cabin or something, yeah, that would be fine. Or you got a storage shed out back, but not on a primary residence. You strip it off. They strip that roof off so quickly, it's just not a big deal. It's best to get it off so you get a nice flat surface because your new roof will last much longer on that flat surface no matter what you do, and it'll look better. If you leave a roof underneath there, it's going to look pretty bad. It doesn't look real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so as far as the fire, it's...
The fire is not an issue.
It's not an issue.
No, I've never even heard that, but it just wouldn't be an issue. Because for it to be an issue, your house would be destroyed at that point anyway.
Okay, I guess the thought was that the fire would just be contained more within the structure.
That's actually better. So your neighbors don't all burn down. And in the opposite side, if your neighbor's house starts to burn down and embers start to float, if it gets on the metal roof, it won't burn your house down. So there's actually fire protection to a metal roof and hail protection, too, so your insurance rates actually drop.
Is there a certain hail rating on metal
roofs? Yeah, it is. It's called a 4A. That's your top hail rating. And that's what you want to call your insurance company about. Some areas of the state give you very little reduction. Some areas of the state, depending where you are, or even counties, will give you a great reduction up into the 20%. I know the Dallas area, they get a huge rate reduction because they have so much damage up there from hail on a regular basis. So always call your insurance company and ask them. But you're looking for a 4A. And the one that I tell you about, and there's others too, if you look for a 4A hail rating on your shingles, that's the best you're going to get. And it does help you on your homeowner's insurance in most cases.
What would the hail rating be then on an asphalt shingle? Any idea?
All different. You'll have to look. They'll all specify differently.
Oh.
It depends on the quality of the shingle.
The
but 4A is the top. You can go 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, you don't have much different than that. But it depends on the shingle itself. But they're all pretty good. Shingles today, even what you call asphalt shingles, the fiberglass mat shingles are really good shingles. You can get them to get a lifetime warranty. Now, if you get a big enough hailstorm and you get the big giant ones, it's going to be hard to withstand anything like that, except you get into the metals and some other types of roofs. But it's still going to be a pretty good protection today if you're looking at budgets and things like that. And you get warranties, too. Now, a lot of the warranties, like the GAF warranties and stuff, they're not going to give you the warranty if you're laying and doing an overlay. So you got to watch out on the overlays because you might not get a warranty that's very strong or if any at all, except just maybe a 1-year warranty on labor. I don't know how the shingle manufacturers are handling that right now. You'll have to look at each specific warranty.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
Okay, but I wouldn't worry about that fire thing. The fire thing kind of disturbed me because it just doesn't matter. The other stuff you're looking at, that's fine. And find one that's good for you and talk to your insurance company, too. See what kind of break you'll get on a 4A hail-rated roof. It might be a lot. It might be very little. Depend where you are.
Okay. Any idea about, never mind. Pricing, that's not your thing.
No, the only way to price it is to call the roofers and get a price. And be patient. If it's not falling down on you, you got time to price it all out, and then you decide what you want to do.
Sounds great. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your help. You have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. And you can price it. Say, what if you didn't tear it off? What if you did tear it off? There's nothing wrong with that. They're going to give you a price. If it's a good roofing company, they'll say, we can do it. We'll reduce the price, blah, blah, blah. It's okay. Me, I would never put a roof on a roof. I would strip the old one off. And the reason is I would put a really high quality underlayment down, which would go under any of the metal roofs that we're talking about. It would go under the shingle roofs. You know, you don't just use tar paper anymore. The underlayments are much better today, and some have different qualities to them. Some of them, like the peel and sticks, if a nail rots or rusts away and there's a hole there, it'll fill the hole up. It'll just surround the hole and make it keep it watertight, because you never know when you have a breach or a leak. It will save you a lot, and it'll save the structure. That's what I like about the new underlayments. If you get a good one, even if you get a leak and you end up finding it and you end up fixing it, but if you had a leak for a long time, because sometimes they're hard to find, the structure is protected, so you don't have to worry about rafters rotting. You don't have to worry about your plywood or your OSBs rotting out. You don't have to worry about that because it's got that extra protection, because it's like a skin you're putting on there, a raincoat, so to speak, on the structure itself. All right, let's move on. I want to tell you about James Hardy, and then we'll get to Brian next. But James Hardy siding is a siding that, somebody called about earlier today and said they had it on their house. And they said, how often do you have to paint Hardy to protect it? You don't have to. It's a siding that's self-protecting. I mean, it doesn't do anything. You can keep it raw. It would be ugly, this ugly kind of gray-looking mauve thing. It just wouldn't be pretty. Or today, it's all painted with a primer, and in Texas, it's yellow, like a taxi cab yellow. It'll fade. Primer always fades. But it's meant there just, you know why they put the primer on? Not to protect the hardy. People say, oh, they're protecting the hardy. No, it's not there to keep termites out because termites don't eat it. It's not there to fireproof it because hardy won't burn. There's a product, talk about a fire that'll save. You put some hardy on, nothing will burn through it. It's fiber cement. They put the primer on so the paint you choose, whether it's a really good quality paint or a crummy paint, it looks good for a long time so you don't go back and blame the hardy. They actually did that just to protect their warranties and their perception to the public about it's not the hardy, it's the paint. So that's why they started doing it, especially in the days of old paints. I don't know if they really need to do it anymore, but they do it anyway. So, and they use a special primer, which is yellow. Why is it yellow? Yellow holds up better to sunlight. It's always proven that yellow will hold up better to sunlight against fading, so their primer doesn't fade as fast, so it looks good until you get your paint job on. That's what it's all about. Quality and detail, or attention to detail, is what it's all about. So get someone good to put it on. Get a certified Home Show Pro and get an Elite Preferred installer. Call the Hardy Corporation. Not call the Hardy. Call a Hardy Certified Home Show Pro. So you do that by going to homeshowhardypros.com. Too many of these sayings. homeshowhardypros.com, and you will find an Elite Preferred. Let me get it all straight here. You will find a certified Home Show Pro. You will find their phone number so you can call them. And you can do that by going to homeshowhardypros.com. And you can find out all about it by going to homeshowradio.com. There you go.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Aquatex Kinetico Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West. Texas Floors. The come-to-you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, got a quick question. Actually, I have two questions. They're separate questions. The first one is, I'm helping my in-laws remodel a 1940 model house, and they're installing an over-the-range microwave. And I've never done this before, but I need to cut out a hole for the microwave vent on the side wall. My question is, I did a bunch of YouTube clips, and it seems fairly simple. I can handle that job. My question is, I have an issue of grease stains on the exterior of the house.
I can always say yes. It depends what you're cooking. If it's a restaurant, have you ever looked at restaurant, their hoods, man, those things have to be cleaned and the buildings take a beating. And I mean, there's a lot of grease that comes out, but usually standard homeowner use, no.
Okay.
I've never had any with mine. That usually doesn't make it that far, even though it's just behind the wall.
Yeah.
You would have to have a pretty good sized kitchen moving along to get that much buildup, to be honest with you.
Okay, perfect. The second question, that makes me a lot comfortable. The second question is, the AC company that you recommend on your website, I called them, and they don't do any kind of services for East Side. Like, I'm in the Baytown area. Do you recommend anybody that does anything like for the PMs for spring and the winter, stuff like that?
Not to where on that side of town, I don't. I just don't know. No. I'm sure there's a lot of good people out there. I just don't know of any that I can say I know personally, and they'll do a good job for you.
All right. Can you send me in the right direction to call? Who I can call to find that out, maybe?
No, there's no place that anybody – I wish there was. I mean, that's what we try to do here with the show about the different people in Houston. But Houston is so big.
Yes, sir.
That companies they have to create a boundary. All companies do it. It gets overwhelming unless you have more than one. You know, like Glass Doctor has three locations, that kind of thing. But no, I don't know. It's going to be ask your friends, ask your relatives, ask your neighbors in that area. Try them out. You know, just have them come out for a tune-up. If they send a salesman out, be careful. You want to send technicians out to do the work and until you feel comfortable, and when you do, keep them.
Okay, perfect, man. If I do find something, maybe I can send some feedback your way. Thank you.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye. That could be a new way we could have more certified Home Show Pros. You know, we always do exclusive. I like this idea. What if we took areas of town that, because a lot of companies only work certain areas. And Houston is so huge, which is beautiful for the show because I have so many more listeners than if I was doing this show. Well, it just comes to mind. If I was doing this home show radio in Brownsville, Texas, and you had, you know, I had 180 people at any one time listening, because that's a proportion of people you get. But in Houston being so big, I get a huge, my proportion is much, we're in the tens of thousands of people at any one time. I hope to think that we are, and I'm the numbers say we are. So it's so much better for that. But when you're in a business and you have to go from one side of town to the other, and it takes two and a half hours, I know most cities are not like that, then you have to say, listen, it's just not worth it. Unless we have trucks over on that side that they just sleep there all night and live over there. And that's what a lot of companies do. They get people who are living in the areas. But that's neither here nor there right now. It's just a thought. Ideal Roofing is a company that can handle a huge part of Houston. And I'm sure they have areas where they'll say they don't go, I can't keep up with everybody, and everybody changes here and there. But we always make the call to them first, just in case. And ask them, hey, do you know anybody in my side of town? Don't be afraid to ask them. You can, in this case, Jim Hardwick, Jim, call you back and say, yeah, I know this guy out here that can probably do a good job for you if he doesn't go to that area. But Ideal Roofing does a pretty good job about getting a lot of places. And I would definitely call them. We talked to a lady about the Boral steel stone-coated roof system. They're thinking of putting in the metal roofs. Whatever kind of metal roof you want, if that's what you're looking to, if that's what you're interested in for your home, then I would say, why don't you do this? Call Ideal Roofing and talk to them about it, because they do metal roofs. If you have a commercial buildings, you're in charge of facilities, that's a tough job to be. You have to please everybody and keep the building under budget intact. You're going to need roofing work done, whether it's a maintenance. I told the president of the college I work for, I said, you know, you can get a maintenance plan for these roofs, and it'll make them last a lot longer. And he had no idea. I don't know if he ever did it, because it's the president, and I'm just the little guy at the bottom. You know, I'm the corporal, and that's the general up there. But as far as that goes, you can do it for years if you're a facilities guy, and it will make the roof last a lot longer. And what you can do is you can budget it every year in your fiscal budget. So you'll know what it's going to cost, what, you know, what the expense will be, and keep it going. So in the long run, you don't have to dig up $16 million for a brand new commercial insulated roof kind of thing. So anyway, Ideal Roofing will do all that, as well as put on the shingles, because they're a GAF Master Elite Roofing Contractor. They're the people that can give you the lifetime warranty on a shingle roof if you want, or some really long and strong warranties. They'll explain it all to you. Just give them a call at 713-896-1122 for Ideal Roofing.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Excuse me, 281-496-5711. Call me. Let's talk to Alan. Alan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, I just bought a house that was built in 2015, and it has a stucco exterior, which I have no experience with. The inspector told me that they need more maintenance than other exteriors and recommended that I repaint the exterior maybe every 5 or 6 years, and just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, first off, I like the idea that he says that, because it's true. Stucco was not maintenance-free, and it's sold to people all the time under the impression that, hey, once you build a stucco home, you don't have to do anything. We put the paint in the stucco, we put it on the building, and you don't have to worry about it. It's not true. It has to be painted. Even when it's brand new, it needs a actual paint job on the top of it to protect it with an elastomeric paint. And he is right. About 5-6 years later, after the initial paint job, you need to do another paint job on the house. What you're doing is you're building the mill thickness up. Then after that second paint job, you probably could go 8 to 10 years. And then after that third one, you probably could even stretch it out a little longer, at least get a full decade out of it before you see any hairline cracks starting. And if you just keep an eye on it, who knows how long. But it takes that buildup over that short period of time, or long period of time, however old you are and how long you're going to live, to make sure that the stucco is maintained well. If you let it go, then you could be restuccoing sections, and I mean big sections, or maybe the whole thing, but usually it's just sections, I'd say within 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, that's interesting, because he mentioned that paint, elastomeric.
Elastomeric, yeah.
Meric, okay, yeah. Okay, great. Well, that answers my question. I appreciate your help.
And I'll tell you this, if it's not, unless it's a really huge house, and if it is, you have more money, so it's okay. But on a typical regular house that's stucco, it's not a big job to paint it, because they're just painting the stucco. They don't have to paint the trim and the wood and all that. And it just means a quick wash and one good coat of paint, and they're in and they're out pretty quick. So it's not something that should break the bank on you.
Okay, super. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Alan. Yeah, I don't know. Some people have big old homes. I always find they build these big, giant homes, but they don't have any income. Okay, well, there's something wrong with that pyramid. It's upside down. But when people have big, giant homes who make big, giant paychecks, then it's all relative to what's breaking the bank, right? So I'm not here to judge anybody. The worst thing, I remember once I was in radio, we had a general manager who got mad because I had a really good month. We had a lot of advertising. The show was doing great, and I got this big check. And I said, yeah, I want to keep this up. She goes, no, you make enough money. No. When is enough money? And as long as you love your job and people are willing and you're not stealing from anybody, but you're making money. Enough money is when there is no such thing as enough money. I guess there's a point where it gets a little ridiculous and you're flying balloons up into space. But even that's kind of cool. But it is a point where to me, it would start to get boring. But as far as that goes, there's no enough. I mean, if you're doing well, and that's what the whole system is about. If you don't have that, then you have nothing. There's no reason to get up in the morning. Like my grandfather said, if you don't have a reason to get up in the morning, you're just going to die anyway, so what's the matter? All right, he lived to be about 92. My father just passed away 1 year anniversary last Friday, 92 years old. He got up and went to work every single day. 2 days before he died, he was in work. And they said, George, you got to go home. You don't look good. 2 days later, he passed away. And I was there, and it was, you know, it was his time. He knew it. I knew it. And he had no complaints. It was an easy pass for him. And so, yeah, you got to give a reason to get up. And how can you have enough work? How can you have enough money? How can you have enough reason to get up? You just got to have it. I like getting up. This morning I got up and said, I get to do a show today. I was excited about telling you about Abacus Plumbing because you can count on them. I was looking forward to it from the minute I opened my eyes this morning at 6 o'clock. I said, all right. Abacus is on my mind, not because I have a plumbing problem here, but if I did, I know who I can count on. 713 Plumbing is the number I call to count on those people. And it's Alan and all of the people at Abacus Plumbing. Abacus Plumbing is a plumbing contractor, plumbing service company, a set of plumbers who do great work. And I mean a lot of plumbers. And they're the best plumbers in Houston. Alan only hires the best. He's very particular. He'll interview 10 people, all plumbers, and hire maybe one. Maybe two if he had a lucky week of, you know, hiring, and they're always hiring. So if you're a really good plumber and you want to work with a company for a long time, for a good long career, and I know some of the guys have been there 20 years. Well, Abacus Plumbing, you can count on them. They just stay because it's the great place to work. And when you work at a great company, it's because the company is out there doing great work. And that means you're servicing people and they appreciate what you do for them. And plumbers, I said it earlier in the show, the most important people out there, they keep society somewhat in a dignified manner. They keep us disinfected so we don't have all kinds of weird diseases. We got enough of that running around from other places in the planet. But as far as that goes, Abacus Plumbing. You have a plumbing problem, you call them. Water heater's not heating water, you call them. Plumbing is not, your drains aren't draining and they're backing up, you call them. You want to add a new sink and faucet to your kitchen, go buy it. They'll install it, you call them. And remember, if you don't have hot water, the express installation, you get a new water heater and a free garbage disposal. Both will be installed. Not for free, not the water heater, but the garbage disposal. That's Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
We have open lines. We want to hear from you. We're a little over halfway through the show. Be with you till noon today. Tomorrow, 8 to 11, right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you, Tom. I've got a house that was built in the late 60s, 68, sometime around there. And it's got the vertical cedar boards that overlap one another on it. And they're starting to deteriorate pretty bad. And I'm wanting to replace it with some hardy. Is there anything I have to do to that wall once I pull those old boards off and put some Tyvek on it. Would I have to do anything else to put that hardy plank back up?
I don't know what's behind it. Is this a board and batten where you have a board on top of the seams of the bigger boards?
Yeah, and they're vertical. They go.
Yeah, everything's vertical. They're rotting at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay, and you have the small boards that go on top of the seam with the big boards, so it's a board and batten pattern. Is that right? What I would do is this: I would take all the battens off the small boards. I would leave the big ones on. I would also get about 2 feet up from the ground. They're probably 3/4 inch thick. I would cut all the rotted bottoms off of them, and I would replace it with an exterior plywood or even a pressure-treated 3/4 inch plywood across the bottom. Then I would put Tyvek on there, and then I would put the hardy, so your hardy has a nice, flat, strong surface, and you can nail it as you will.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I needed. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and simple. All right, Concrete Raising Corporation is also simple when it comes to raising an entire road. Why? Because they know how to do it. It's not simple for everybody. I had to jack up a car the other day and replace a flat tire. It was simple for me, but people come and say, oh, that's impressive. You jacked up the car? You took the tire off? Whoop! Back in the old days, man, we used to do that all day long. We used to rotate our own tires. We used two jacks and jack stands. Anyway, the world has changed, but it's impressive. But when Concrete Raising Corporation comes out and they can show you how they can raise your driveway a little bit, your sidewalks, your pool surrounds, and make it to where it's supposed to be. Put it to where it's supposed to be. I like that better. They put it where it's supposed to be, and that means when it rains, the water drains positively away. You don't have puddles. You don't have things where you're tripping over. You don't have trip hazards, as they call them. You don't have sidewalks. They're all cattywampus all over the place. They can do a lot of good, and you don't have to tear out your concrete. You don't have to re-pour concrete. You don't have to have checkerboard squares on your driveway. You don't have to do any of that. You just call Concrete Raising Corporation and see how they can just raise a little bit here and a little bit there, and all of a sudden, everything is fine. You can drive your cars on it. You can drive trucks on it. They did roads in Greatwood. You can drive cars and trucks all together on it. It doesn't matter. They have either the urethane system or the cement mixture system where they pump under there, fill all the voids, and put it back to where it's supposed to be. Because usually there's voids under there that start to get created, and then it starts to become a problem. Anyway, that is Concrete Raising Corporation. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com. Watch the videos. Look at how we explain how their process works. And then call them. It doesn't cost anything to talk to them before you start taking a jackhammer at everything. Don't do that if you don't have to. And if you have the number for Concrete Raising Corporation, there's a good possibility you'll never have to jackhammer concrete out. You just put it back to where it was. That's Concrete Raising Corporation.
I found my thrill.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right. All right. Listen to me. 281-496-5711. Not a great way to start a segment. All right. I remember once I had my very first producer, and she said, I was trying to do a promo, but everything you start out, you go, all right. She said, I couldn't find anything to use. That didn't have all right in it. And so now when I say it, I always think of her. Her name was Pam. And she put up with a lot with a newbie like me on the radio, just kind of squinting her eyes going, ugh, man, where did they get these people? And that's what she was thinking about me. All right. Anyway, call me and we will talk. 281-496-5711. We got a caller that came up quick. We want to get to him. Let's talk to Chad. Chad, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I've got an issue. I have a long fence which separates my property from some condos behind me, and it's about 95 feet long, and it's 14 feet high.
Hmm.
And it's made out of just good old-fashioned wooden pickets, but they're rotting, and I'm looking for a product that I can, you know, replace it with, and I'm not going to have to keep, you know, dealing with every few years. Sorry, but I've got a new puppy dog.
That's fine. I like
and,
it.
And I have been calling around and looking for products, and I mean, I thought maybe a hardy plank would be the answer or something, but nothing will go 14 feet high.
You're right. Unless you get into some exotics like vinyl, and I don't even know if they go that high. Now, you can create sections of fence and go 14 feet and go different directions and kind of do like a box fence. But you'll have to look those up and see some different types of fences that if you want to go really high fences, you can do that. But as far as a single picket, it's really hard to find anything 14 feet long. Even a fence picket 14 feet long is rare.
So the way that mine's built now, I have it, there's metal support in the back, and then it is there are 2 6-foot pickets with a center support that goes all the way across, and then
that makes sense.
a top on it. So that's how it gets to 14 feet.
Yeah, and you can do that with vinyl, but the only thing that people are going to use here in the Houston area is wood. You've got two choices: cedar or pressure treated. Right now, Red Western cedar is the way to go because the pressure treated is so expensive and so hard to get your hands on because of still the way the market is right now. So a domestic Red Western cedar is your best choice. Will it eventually rot? Yeah. Red Western cedar, if it's a good domestic cedar, will last 18 years before it'll naturally rot. If you put something on there like paint it all the way, and most people won't do that in the fence, it'll last longer. And so you had cedar homes that are around for 50, 60, 70 years as far as siding goes. But that's probably going to be your only choice unless you get into something like a vinyl, like we mentioned. But vinyls still have to have a wood structure behind it, and they're really expensive, and they're hard to come by here in the Houston area because nobody uses them, so there's not a lot of market for it.
So Red Western cedar.
Yes. That's what you're looking for. The other cedar people are buying are coming from overseas. And it's milled thinner, and it's not a good quality product, and it's coming from trees that aren't mature enough. And so there's a different – we have a better logging system here in Canada and in the United States than they do anywhere else in the world. We have the best logging and forestry service, and we could even be better if some of the regulations were – they were allowed to do what they wanted to do. But we have more cedar, more trees, more pine than we've ever had in the last 50 years. So they're all farmed, and it's all regulated. It's not a waste. It's not a harm to our environment the way we do it here.
Is there a company in town that you'd recommend that I go to for that cedar?
The last cedar I bought, and you could probably go to a lot of lumber yards and just tell them what you want, but there's a place up in Conroe that I used to buy a lot of really high-quality cedar, and it's called Lucas Cedar and Redwood.
Okay, Lucas.
I'm sure they're still in business, but I couldn't say positively because I'm getting old, and every once in a while I turn around, one of my friends is dead, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, okay, what's next? But, yeah, try them or talk to your fence builder and tell them that's what you're looking for, domestic Red Western. In fact, Charlie, a friend of mine, just called me the other day, had the same question. And right now that's going to be the best bet, and you're going to have to do it in sections like they did. With a rot board at the bottom, you'll have a board across the middle, and then you'll have the two sections of pickets.
Great. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, no, it's the way it's going right now. Pressure treated is hard to come by because of the pressure treated stuff. There's a lot of the global economy is hurting a lot of different products because of the resins and the glues and things of that nature. So you're having a hard time with a lot of formulations of different types of products, whether they're sealers, paints in a great demand right now. Now it's becoming a shortage of paint, because they can't get what they put in the paint from other companies to make the paint the way they need to. And you got to be careful. Hopefully they're not going to short circuit it. They're just going to make it harder to get for a while. It'll all come around. Somebody explained it to me, I think it was Charlie, about the bullwhip reaction, and that's what's happening. The whip is moving forward now, and once it comes back down, it's fine. But you have that lag time by the time you pull back and pull forward, and all of a sudden now you're back in business. But there's some time in between creating the products for the demand again, so it takes a little bit of time. Be patient. It'll work out all right. 281-496-5711. Speaking of paint, and Rudy's the one that brought it up to Charlie, and it came down to me, is Rudy saying, tell people that sometimes we're having a little bit hard time getting the paint to finish a project. We have to wait an extra week or so. It's just, it hurts everybody. It hurts his business too, but he's on it, and he won't leave you hanging. He'll let you know, and he'll try to get all the paint he can, and he's doing fine with it. But it's nice to have someone out there that keeps us informed. And Rudy is a professional painter, so he knows the ins and outs because that's all he does is painting. Now, I shouldn't say that. They do carpentry work. They're full service, the sheetrock repair, the texturing. But paint right now, he said it's a premium. We try to get everything we can for every job up front. So We like to order early. That's why they're lining people up and ordering the paint early so they can keep their sequence of events going. And that means taking care of all the clients, including you. Rudy's Quality Painting, you can't beat them. These guys are great. Every time there's a paint job, there's only one person I use. Anytime I need a front door refinished, it's Rudy. My outdoor furniture, they did a fantastic job. The teak furniture, they do all kinds of things. So don't think, oh, they just paint the outside of the house. That's not what they do. You want to add crown molding. You want to dress up a room. You want to do trim around the windows for your new blinds you just bought. There's so many things they can pull together for you. It's Rudy's Quality Painting.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Cherry Company. Recycling concrete to make Houston a greener place every day. Cutting edge tile removal. Certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup. Mike Ball. Irrigation, landscaping, and lighting. Enjoy the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is Home Show Radio, like the man said. I'm Tom Tynan. Just to give you a quick update, remember, we talk about a lot of people on the show, really good people. And you can get their phone numbers, their contact information, see the videos that we do for them, and visit their websites, like, you know, Absolute Comfort Air or Abacus Plumbing, and I can go on and on down there. We got a bunch of them. And it's all free for you at our website. You don't have to pay a thing. It's homeshowradio.com. So you don't have to say, oh, I got to call Tom this weekend. I'm in a mess. What do I do? Who do I call? I didn't listen. I didn't take it down. Why would you? You didn't need him at the time. I'm not one of these guys that has a rule saying, well, you should have listened to me last week. We discussed it. I don't do that. I know you have busy lives. And hopefully I appreciate just being background noise in your car while we do this. I had someone come up to me the other day and said, Tom, it's an honor to meet you. And he's a young man. I think he was a major. He was in the Texas State Guard. He was an officer. I know I had to salute him when I saw him outside when he was leaving, but a really nice guy. He said, well, I appreciate that, but why? He goes, well, I've listened to you all my life as a child. This is an officer now. And I remember I'm just a private PFC. And he said, I've listened to you all my life when I was driving around with my dad. And so I thought that was really cool. You know, it was really cool. And I was very appreciative. And I do believe he was a doctor. He was giving us medical, we had a class and a lecture about medical stuff. It was one of my drill weekends. Very nice gentleman. And then we had to run around out in the woods and get all hot and sweaty and locate bodies and figure out how to call emergency in and have litter carry. And it was quite a very hot day. But we did it, and we train, just in case the time comes when the people in the state of Texas need us at the Texas State Guard. So it never stops. But the fact of the matter is, it was nice to hear that from somebody, and I hear it once in a while, but I also think those poor children are being tortured to death. But I just want you to know, for you kids out there that are having to listen to this because you have no choice and you don't have your own car yet, I hope you are not, scarred for life, all right, having to listen to Home Show Radio. Secondly, remember, go to homeshowradio.com, and you can see the videos, and you can see all the different things we do, and like our Facebook page, and like our YouTube page, we have thousands of videos online, and we also do it live every Thursday around 4 o'clock. We try to get right at 4, but yeah, sometimes we have to do different things. You've got to... be fluid in life and make sure you move around and get things done. All right, we're going to move on and finish this hour up. Absolute Comfort Air is who I'm going to tell you about now because they are so important right now. Air conditioning. You can't live without it. I have an office where I work here at Texas Southmost College, and I have no air conditioning right now. We have to have a meeting Monday. I can't bear with this. I have to go out in my car and cool off. It's really sad. But that's how much we rely on it. I was back in Houston last week, And I was enjoying my wonderful garage, doing work out in the garage, riding with my motorcycle and playing with the old Mustang and just enjoying myself. And I had my air conditioner working because the week before that, or 2 weeks maybe, I had Absolute Comfort Air come out. Actually, it was last week. They came out on Thursday and I was playing on the weekend. and fixed my air conditioner in my garage because I count on them to keep me cool. And you need to count on them too. We've got a big heat wave coming, I'm told, that is going to be very hot, and that's what heat waves do, and very dry. So we'll get a little break from that, but it's going to be hot. And they're talking about extra hot. You know how we've had cooler temperatures? Now we're going to get super hot temperatures. And so your air conditioning system better be working right. And if you didn't get your tune-up done, if you didn't get ready for it, now's still the time you can do it. Call Absolute Comfort Air and get your checkup. Make sure everything is working just the way you want it to. Make sure you get good airflow. Make sure it's nice and clean. Make sure the refrigerant level's proper. That mine was not. I didn't have any. They put a little stop leak and stuff in there and put some more refrigerant in. It seems to be working. We'll see how long. If not, it'll be time for a new one for my garage for me. I've got three units, one in the garage. And I am going to have my air-conditioned garage because I earned it. That's what it's all about, and Absolute Comfort Air will make it happen for me, and they can make it happen for you too. So don't be shy. Call Absolute Comfort Air and get that checkup done before the super heat wave comes, and I hear it's a-coming.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
How much water should I give the grass?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.